Welcome to A Word from the Word on Sound of Truth Podcast. In this podcast episode, you're going to hear a shorter version of a message I delivered to the wonderful people of Harvest Jacksonville. So if you're able, grab a Bible and join me for A Word from the Word. Today, I want to look at one of the most popular verses that people quote in regard to hoping for revival in our country. It's from the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it reads like this: "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." It could be that you are very familiar with this verse. It could be that you have prayed this verse and you've thought about this verse and you have sought in your own life to humble yourself before the Lord, to pray to him and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways and live in a continual lifestyle of repentance, hoping that you're playing your part as one of God's people in our country to bring revival, that he would heal our land, because our country has strayed so far from God, it seems, in so many ways, and we long for our country to return to the Lord. This is the thinking. But I want to ask a question before we go any further talking about how this relates to our country. And the question is this: is it even right to take this verse from the Old Testament given to the nation of Israel and say it can be applied to the United States today? To be even more specific, I want to ask it the way someone else has asked it. This promise was given at the dedication of the temple in response to Solomon's prayer, as we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12. It spoke of prayer offered in this place, referring to the temple that Solomon built. And my people was a reference to Israel, and their land was the land of Israel. And so here's the question: is it fair then to turn my people from the Old Testament, the Jews, into the church today, the Christians, God's people today, who've trusted in Christ, who've been grafted into the vine, as it speaks of in the book of Romans? Is it fair then to turn my people into the church and their land that's referred to in verse 14? Into America, the United States of America, and this place, which was referring to the temple, to anywhere that we find ourselves when we're praying that prayer? Is it appropriate? I'm going to give you a nuanced answer. The answer is no. This verse is not a valid promise for American Christians to claim for the land of the United States. But I'm also going to say that there is a proper way to apply the principle of this verse for us as Christians today. So in order for us to unpack that, we need to really establish the context. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to go back to chapter 6. And we're going to look at chapter 6. And I want to point out to you, as Solomon was dedicating the temple to the Lord, he made some interesting statements, verses 26 and 28. And he says these words: "When the heavens are shut up and there's no rain because your people have sinned against you, when famine or plague," verse 28 says, "comes to the land, or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, or when enemies besiege them in any of their cities, whether disaster or disease may come, and when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people Israel, being aware of the afflictions and pains and spreading out their hands toward this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, forgive." So notice in chapter 6 this language, and then go back to chapter 7, verse 14, and notice how much the language from chapter 6 that Solomon is praying at the dedication of the temple is reflected in God's answer to Solomon in chapter 7. You see, in chapter 6, Solomon was praying to the Lord, and in chapter 7, the Lord is speaking to Solomon and responding. And what you'll find is you see these parallels in chapter 6, verse 26, when the heavens are shut up and there's no rain. Now look over at 2 Chronicles 7, verse 13. God says, "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain." And look at verse 28 in chapter 6. Solomon prays, "When famine or plague comes to the land, or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers," all these bad things. Go to chapter 7, verse 13. The Lord, in responding to Solomon, says, "Or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people." Then God says, verse 14, "If my people, who are called by my name," the Jewish people living in Israel, when he's delivering these plagues and these things because they have strayed from him, "if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. God was in a covenant, a special covenant relationship with the nation of Israel, a relationship he did not have with any other nation on the earth. Now, it's true today he's in a special covenant relationship with Christians all over the world. But when Jesus came, he didn't give all the Christians one piece of property to live on. No, we're spread throughout the globe. In fact, he didn't even initiate an earthly kingdom. This was a kingdom on the earth that was committed to God. It was his kingdom, his people. I'm talking about Israel in the Old Testament. Today, we're in the New Covenant. There is no holy land that belongs to the Christians where we live and we dwell and we call upon the name of the Lord and then he blesses that land or not. So in that way, we cannot say the United States of America is God's special land that he's going to bless or curse based upon how his people who live in that land are going to behave. It's not a promise that can be carried over in that way. And so that in that sense, I'm saying, and many Bible scholars have said this long before me, we cannot take the promise, the specific promise of God to heal their land based upon their repentance in the nation of Israel, praying from the temple, and carry that over the United States and say, you know what? If all the Christians would just humble ourselves before God, God's going to bring a revival and he's going to heal the land and America's going to prosper in all ways. That would be an improper interpretation and therefore improper application of this verse. Now, I said I was giving you a nuanced answer to say, but there is a principle here that we can take over and filter it through the eyes of the new covenant and see how it applies to us today. So how do we do that? How does it apply to us today as believers if it doesn't apply to our land specifically? Anytime a Christian or group of Christians strays from the Lord will lovingly discipline him or them. This is taught in Hebrews chapter 12, specifically in verses 4 through 11. You can look that up. God delivers corrective discipline for the expressed purpose of motivating that Christian or group of Christians to return to him. If that Christian or group of Christians humble themselves and truly repent of their sins, God will end his corrective discipline because his purpose for the discipline has been fulfilled. And so that is the way we can read 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14 and apply it to our lives today. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sound of Truth Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please rate and review it. Also, tell your friends about it. Thanks. Music is by Canon and is used by permission. Sound of Truth is produced in collaboration with Harvest Jacksonville and is copyrighted by Brett A. Morani, 2024.